I hope that you have all dabbled a little bit, at least, in watching The Chosen. And if you haven't, I encourage you to do that. And one of the things that, at least what I've experienced watching The Chosen, is the relatability of the apostles and the relatability of Jesus. And it sort of, as well, grabs the heart. Oh, if I could have just lived back then, be able to have seen Jesus and to hear his words, I mean, just, and watch him, but, you know, God wanted me to be born in this time. And you might even think that had I lived back then, it would have been easier to believe. It wouldn't have been, as Jesus himself states it. You see me. And as well, you could say, you have seen my works. You've seen people rise from the dead. You've seen lepers right before your eyes healed. And still, you do not believe. Because belief is a grace we give at baptism. The seeds of belief, faith. But belief is a choice as well. It's a choice of surrender. And belief and tied to God's will. How tied am I to God's will? Because to believe and not do God's will is a contradiction in the strongest of terms. Another part as well is this is the Eucharistic discourse. Jesus, this is the climax of why as well why he came. To create the church in the Eucharist is front and center of this, and it requires great belief in the Eucharist. Now, there is a great story. I think it's true. It's about St. Anthony of Padua. So St. Anthony of Padua was a great preacher. He was formerly an Augustinian and then saw the light and became a Franciscan. Just kidding. But he was an Augustinian, but he went to the Franciscans. And St. Francis let him go preach. He was a priest. And so there was a great heresy going on at the time. And it was a lack of belief in the Eucharist. So St. Anthony, to prove that Jesus was present in the Eucharist, starved the town. They said, just get a donkey. Don't feed him for a week. And then at the end of the week, I'll prove that Jesus is in the Eucharist. So at the end of the week, they put the donkey was in the barn, they put one side of the corral, a big stack of hay, freshly cut hay. And the other side of the corral, they put the Eucharist. He was holding the Eucharist, St. Anthony of Padua. When the donkey came out, looked both ways, looked at the hay, looked at St. Anthony, went over to St. Anthony, and this is how they said, and he bowed down. I think it's true. Hope it's true. But he bowed down in worship. That's the miracle. Belief in the Eucharist. Even the donkey could believe in the Eucharist.